Or would you just use him?
Just use your own slicing. No, we didn't have sliced bacon. We used the ham and shoulders to eat. And
how about the, don't they use the brains for something? Or
oh, yes.
What is all that? Do you remember? Or did you do it? Did you and your husband?
Yes. He liked the brains. You mix it with the eggs, scramble it. Okay. It's like scrambled eggs.
What else? What other parts could you did? Did you make sausage?
Oh yes.
Okay. What is that made from?
Well, it's made from some of the side meat and around the backbone, sides of the backbone.
Is that meat real sweet and tender? I
mm-hmm.
think I.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me that the
tender,
part of
it's called
is
tenderloin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it comes from, and it's right after that
mm-hmm.
bone. How about the chitterlings or something? Have something?
Now, we never did make any chitterlings. That's made from the entrails. You clean out the entrails and wash them and grind them up.
How do they use it?
I don't know. I've never eaten any. I never did think I'd want any.
Like a breakfast food?
I reckon they chop it up like sausage. I don't know how they make chitlins.
Well, what are those little lumps of something? Is that chitlins?
That's sausage.
Okay, but I thought there was something that, like in cornmeal, and that it had little lumps in it that was some old southern dish. I can't think what it would be. I don't know. I guess you can't know what I'm talking about, but I don't know how to describe it any better. It seems as though I remember something when I was little that had little tiny lumps of, like cornmeal or something in it. But I don't know what it is.
Liver mush.
That's maybe. And what is that?
Take the liver and stir some cornmeal in it and make liver mush.
Okay. That's the liver of the hog? Or liver of any animal?
The liver of any animal. Hog's all I ever knew.
Mm-hmm. What about, I see in the grocery store now pig's feet, pickled pig's feet and all that
they
stuff.
Mother always used that in her press meat.
What's that?
Head and their feet.
What?
Well, just to get it all cooked up and cut up and then press it and
slice it.
Well, just in a pan with a plate over it or something like that.
Oh, just it doesn't have to be real heavy, is what you're saying. Oh, okay. I thought maybe something that had to be really smashed together. You mean is it the consistency of, say, canned meat now, maybe?
I don't know about. She used the feet and the head. Just to scrape it.
Is that a messy job?
I guess so.
How about
cleaning the feet was pretty much of a job.
What about
and the head, too?
Yeah. How about the. Do hogs have. Hair on them?
Yeah.
All over
stiff hair, yes, all over them, and it's a job. The men do that, though. They scald, put them in the scalding barrel and scald them and lay them out on the plank and scrape the hair off when they kill them, and then they take the entrails out, what they call
them.
Gutting them.
Yeah, do they split them like,
uh-huh.
like a fish or something?
Uh-huh. Hang them up on them.
When they hang them, first thing I'll ask you is, do they use the hair for anything?
I don't know. I never did know of them using it for anything.
Is that what they mean by, is that boar bristles? Some brushes are supposed to be so thin.
I guess. Probably so.
But would they be
stiff? We never did know anything about it.
Would they be stiff enough to use
them? Yes. Uh-huh.
So that
I guess they use.
They could be attached.
I've heard them say they use everything about a hog now except the squeal. So I guess they do use the
use
hairs.
Bristles for some.
Uh-huh.
How about the the blood? Don't they have to drain the blood?
Uh huh.